And you're welcome back to the programme with me, Pat Meehan, sitting in for my colleague, John Healy. And now we've got the CEO of Alone, Sean Moynihan, on the line. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about Friendship Week, which started on Monday the 19th and it runs until Friday the 13th of February. And it's equated loneliness here. This is in regard to loneliness, Sean, and it's equated with loneliness, the fact that loneliness can be as damaging to health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Do tell.
Yeah, I think what people don't realise is that loneliness really is actually a health issue, right? It's more damaging in old age than long-term than smoking or drinking.
Yeah.
And so we use Friendship Week as a way to highlight what we do and also just to say to people how important it is as you get older to say to keep linked in with friends or family or not to cut ties or try not to end up isolated. And then for the public to realise how important it is to older people or to people in general.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the press release here, Sean, and it says almost one in three older people live on their own. That's 29% of the population of older people, and 7 to 9% of older people suffer from chronic loneliness. That's chronic loneliness.
Yeah, there's a lot of research done. So obviously, if one in three older people live on their own, and lots of older people are just that, and they work hard and are very social and they get on with their lives. But obviously being on your own as you get older is a risk factor for lots of health reasons, slip, trips, falls, all these types of things. But for around 7 to 9%, so we call it 10% of older people, loneliness turns into chronic loneliness. It's not just a sort of that day or feeling not great or down. It's a situation where it really is affecting your life. It's a situation where you might have people who are confined to the house and not getting out and don't see people, and that ultimately it affects their physical health and mental health and affects their ability to cope, feed themselves, mind themselves. And that's what can happen to people. It's a slow journey, unfortunately, but it's something that happens over time.
Yeah, I'm just looking here again, and it says one of the key activities throughout the year that Alone does is the management of the befriending service. What's that about, Sean?
Well, what we do is right, if you take it that, like, obviously some people can have a situation where you're lonely over a short period of time, maybe because of bereavement, loss, a lot of things can affect or change. As I said, for these 10%, it's really gone beyond that. So what happens is we have volunteers who go out to see people. They are selected, recruited, trained, and they go out and they matched up with people and they see them week in, week out. Keep them company, make sure they know they're valued, help them link in, help them regain the confidence again, help them to try and break down the barriers and address the issues that really led them in the situation to be feeling so isolated and cut off.
Yeah, well, the befriending service is completely different to being friendly, isn't that right? It's not just saying hello to
people. I think we all know it's important and we all know there's been a change at times over the years, so we all got to keep in the space of saying hello and keeping in touch with people and everything else is and keeping good in with our neighbours and keeping in and watching out for older neighbours. But the befriending services work with those people for whom now it's really affected their lives. It's changed how they communicate. It's changed how they mind themselves. It's changed their health situations. So really, those people can be quite vulnerable. So the befriending service is going in around the people who are actually have become vulnerable because of their loneliness. And they support them. They advocate for them. They link them into community. We have social events. And generally, slowly, we try and build up their confidence so people can stay at home, can remain autonomous, can make as many decisions for themselves, but also know that their community cares for them and supports them. It's something beyond what the health services can do, because obviously if a local health nurse comes in, she's got a route to do. She's under pressure. Maybe she's helped, you know, changing a bandage or whatever, and she's probably very friendly, but she doesn't have the time to stop, to support, to advocate, and to really spend good time with the individual, and that's what we do.
Yeah, well, there is quite a lot of pressure on the services, the care services, particularly in Dublin, because I know people who are involved in it, and they say they are absolutely run off their feet, running from one person's house to another to try and give them the bit of care that they require. I'm wondering, yeah, Sean, how difficult is it for organisations like yourselves to make contact with people who live on their own, and like initial contact, because given today's society with the extent of aggression and violence and burglaries, particularly towards elderly people and vulnerable elderly people, older people, I'd imagine, in a lot of circumstances, would be reluctant to even open the door to find out who's trying to make contact with them, with that fear in mind. You know, so how difficult is it?
I think the point you make is really well made. As I said, what we try and do is concentrate on those older people who really need this type of service. Now, anybody who comes to us gets a service, and we'll refer them to other people, or we'll work with them and things. But reaching out and finding people who maybe have isolated themselves, you'd be amazed the amount of people. So people get referred to us, or people reach out to themselves. It's a really brave thing to do, to reach out. Imagine ringing us and saying, do you know what, I'm lonely, I have nobody, I'm on my own.
Yeah.
Now, how would that feel? That's a big, brave thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard thing to do. So I would encourage, if there anybody listening or any older person who's feeling in those situations and feeling those feelings, to actually reach out and give us a call. For others, what happens is you generally find we might get a referral. Somebody will ring us, a doctor, a social worker, a neighbour, a friend, somebody who has a concern, and refer the person to us. Then we look for the person's permission, and then we'll contact them, and then we go off from there. Taking our time, building trust, trying to build a situation where the person trusts, and then work with them. But it can be the hardest thing, is actually to find the people sometimes. We've plenty of referrals, like everybody else.
Yeah.
And the other point that you made that's really excellent is, you know, in times of cuts, you know, people who are obviously very good, caring, you know, workers, social workers, everything else, their time is so precious. It's so difficult. We may lose time for people. They just have to concentrate on the most acute and the most, you know, and we don't necessarily have time for people. And isolation and loneliness is a hidden thing. It's a hidden thing. There's no, you don't need to go to A&E for it. There's no thing. But that doesn't mean there isn't suffering. That doesn't mean there isn't pain for people.
Yeah. Okay, Sean, with regard to Friendship Week, can ordinary people get involved in helping out? Or?
Well, Friendship Week is something that's run originally by Amnesty International, and other organisations and schools and everything get into it. And what we do is we use it to basically publicise and to say, look, this is what the situation is. Opportunities like this morning are wonderful, so you get a chance to explain to people what's wrong. And what we try and do is to help people reflect on their own situations if they need support, and then others to reflect on maybe friends, family that they might need to keep back in touch with, or others to watch out for neighbours or things. So if people want to refer us people to us, if people want to watch the stuff we put stories up of friendship, all week we'll be up on our Facebook pages, things like that. So we're advertising, we're communicating, and we're campaigning that people understand the issues involved, and people make sure that they don't end up isolated and lonely, or on the far side is that they keep an eye out for older people and refer them to us, or keep linked in with older people in their community.
Okay, well, just before I let you go, Sean, how can people get in touch with your organisation to see how they can
very simply, phone is 016-679-1032.
Yeah.
And the dreaded website is www.alone.ie, because I'm always concerned that you're always telling people to go to websites.
Yeah.
So you can ring us, but there's also an awful lot of information on the website. And as I said, anybody who comes to us, whether we provide them a service or we link them into somebody else.
Yes, and Sean, just absolutely before I let you go, I do want to point out that Alone receives no government funding for your activities, so people can make a donation to the organisation, isn't that right?
We're always delighted for any support people have given us in the past, and we'd be delighted for any support people giving us in the future, and we try and make the best value outcomes from that. And there's also a lot of clarity around that, and people want to know where the money goes.
Yeah.
We publish a lot of that, but they can also ask. So
okay.
We're really grateful for the support we get, and we hope to get it into the future.
Okay, Sean, thanks very much for taking the call, and the best of luck with Friendship Week. And so we'll be talking to you again throughout the year, because we're always interested in talking to your organisation.
Thank you very much, and appreciate the opportunity again. Bye-bye.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. That's Sean Moynihan there, the Chief Executive Officer of Alone, and he was talking to me about Friendship Week, which began on Monday the 13th and runs until the 13th of February, which is this coming Friday. So anybody who wants to get in touch with a loan to find out if they can help or make a donation, as Sean said, you can contact them on 679-01-679-1032. And you can visit www.alone.ie.